Roll call.
Strong.
Here.
Michaels. Carter.
Here.
Williams. McGuire.
Here.
Hasselhoff.
Here.
Howard.
We have a quorum. Approval of agenda and addenda. Do we have a motion?
So move, Carter.
Second, Straub.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of minutes from August 5th. Any discussions or changes?
I move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second, Carter.
Any discussion? All approved, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We have public participation. If you'd like to speak, we'd like to ask your name, please, and where you live. And is there anybody that, and usually there's a 5-minute limit to the amount of time you can talk, but any or all of you can speak. So if anybody wants to start, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm Anthony Becker. On the paper I gave you, the map, I'm in that long building there. 3205 East Airport Road. So our area is in plague with floods. They usually come about every 5 to 10 months, right?
Normally about once a year, average.
But sometimes twice a year.
Uh-huh.
Several causes we've observed every time. One of them has been the pipe on the west side that's scheduled to be replaced by, you know, from the bridge construction that's going on right now. And I've been told by them that they're going to replace it with another bottlenecking 24-inch pipe. So I know right now that they're going to be, you know, they're clearing it and they extended it and stuff, but they also, I hope they're going to remove those branches pretty soon, because we never know when the, you know, a rain's going to come, but they got a lot of branches and stuff in the ditch and trees. Actually, there's a whole tree in the ditch as well. The other end, there's this, one of the pictures shows that the that they bent in the last picture, I think, shows that they bent in that pipe as well. Probably not going to be a problem, but we never know when rain's going to hit heavy. So, you know, it's, we've seen how there's been lots of floods all around the world in different various weathers, heat waves and stuff like that, and we're just hoping that there isn't a 500 or 1,000 year flood's going to be moved up in schedule around our area. You know, we would like to implore a replacement of a 48 inch pipe at that location instead of that 24, that little, very, that narrowing 24 inch pipe. Upstream, there's a 40 plus inch pipe that crosses Ray Elliott's driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful pipe right there. And then downstream of that, where even more water is coming in, it's reduced back down to 24 inch, which is where the bridge is located. That's what we're hoping for, if they can replace that from this present work. There is other areas of concern, though. The west side of High Cross that crosses across Airport, which is between Sumner and in Urbana Township, they often have to clean branches from there every time there's a heavy rain. So all the stuff from the university's forest comes in, and they clean it. The townships have told us to call them, but it almost never happens during 9 to 5, and if you call them after hours, it just goes to voicemail or a answering machine. So we gave up on trying to call them. So they've been always cleaning it. and plus Sumner and Urbana Township never seem to be in an agreement between who is responsible for that, the two divides. That pipe has also been deteriorating over the past few years. They're constantly filling it. It's putting holes in the road, and they just fill it up. So I would, you know, like if possible, a future replacement of that pipe as well to a 48-inch. Even if, in the meantime, even if there's not like a replacement, at least a metal grate, like you see in the middle of the interstate highways, the kind that slope up, so that the branches and the debris comes, at least it floats up over and allows the water to come through. We've been asking, you know, for stuff like this for a long time. Some of the other neighbors that have lived here longer, even longer than that. So to reiterate, you know, we would like to replace that instead of a 24-inch with a 48 down where the bridge construction is at. And, you know, because it seems to be like 48-inch is more like a trickle when we've obviously had lots of flooding over, you know, all the time. You can see the second picture shows, I don't really have a picture from the road, this is from our house, and that's Ray Elliott's driveway you can see on the right, and the flood water comes over from his yard over to Lee's yard, which is what you see mostly right there, and that's where water has also come over. It's come over on down, you know, north of Airport, but it's also come across there as well, which would be from this pipe that is currently going to be replaced. All right, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a one of the.
Could you state your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Lei Tian, last name T-I-N. I live
can
on.
Can you hear it, Michelle?
No, I can't.
T-I-E-N.
T-I-A-N.
A-N.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in the just next to the road. That's 2606 High Cross, North High Cross Road. Like Tony just mentioned, yeah, you know, we have the water problem there. It happened frequently. Just now they mentioned once or twice a year. Seemed to me more than that. But anyway, I see this construction on the. On the road, the bridge, and then they have to kind of widen the road to the west side, and then they remove a lot of dirt on the west side of the road there, and it's a really good opportunity to change that pipe. Tony just mentioned, you know, 24 inches of this, and then upstream it's a 40 inches. It doesn't make any sense. You know, you remove all the dirt and then put the original pipe back. It's a waste of energy, I think. And if that one can be replaced with a bigger diameter, then that can solve part of our problem, I think. It would be really helpful. And another thing is that I'm an engineer. I have been looking at the project with a lot of interest. Is there a regulation of, I know that's the right of way, but it seems to me there's a lot of unnecessary damage on the vegetation and trees on the side. You know, some of the trees would take decades to grow, so the fake tree, and then I understand that they are going to move in a few feet to that side, but it seems to me it can be a save, you know. If you travel to Europe and the Asian countries, you see some of the trees would stay in the edge of the road, they won't really touch it, you know, even in the pavement. But here, they just wipe everything out. That's a lot of waste, you know. I would continue looking at it to see if it really that's used. In my point of view, in the 7 years, I don't think you need that much space there. But is there any regulation or for people watching this project doing, you know, limit damage to the vegetation or trees?
We can't actually respond to questions. Maybe when we get finished with public participation, I assume the county engineer might be able to address something like that, but I assume you have to talk to township people. And
I'm familiar with the project, though. The bridge project.
Because, you know, I understand it's not really the government people there. It's the contractors. They would get the job done and as quick as possible, and maybe as simple as possible. But there should be somebody watching that, you know, limit the damage. It's from what I can see, it's too much, you know.
So it kind of sounds like he's saying that, you know, like how the city has city ordinance officers that go around and look at people's property, but you're saying there's an outgrowth of vegetation over by the highway, is what you're saying?
Right, yeah.
Okay, and so you're wondering if someone is monitoring how it grows and such?
Just related to the work, you know, how much they can move, you know. Some of the trees, the thick trees,
It's still public participation.
He doesn't put them public.
We don't respond to public participation.
I wanted further understanding of what he was saying.
Yeah, I want,
out of order.
Yeah, this is not a discussion. I'm sorry. The public participation is a time for you to say what's on your mind.
Okay.
And you have 5 minutes. But there shouldn't be a discussion with the board at that time.
Okay.
Then there'll be further follow-up, I'm sure, but we have to continue with the agenda. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak?
Yes. My name is Ed Peterson. I live beside him and two houses from him. Anyway, I brought some pictures here just to show you what happens to my yard. And this is all because of the drains there at High Cross and Airport, they're getting plugged up. Here I got a picture of my front yard. Here's a picture of my side yard. Here's a picture of my backyard. And here's another picture of my front yard. This is what happens on a regular basis whenever we have a flood. And it's except for one flood in 1990, every one of them had been caused by all the crap that plugs up the drains there on the High Cross and Airport Road. And so there is, what I'm thinking is, all the water should be kept over on the west side of High Cross Road. There's a diagonal pipe across the airport and High Cross Road. That thing ought to be done away with and put adequate drainage on the west side, just keep all the crap over on that side. We get all that crap out of the University Woods. Of course, they ain't gonna do anything about it. But this is what happens to my property. I'm the one, it's the lowest property out there. And I get all this stuff. And then after it comes in, it takes a significant time for it to drain away. And I've even seen his property where the pipe that went directly into the creek was too small, and the water literally came over the road across from his house. And so all I'm saying is, I agree with Tony, there needs to be a whole lot bigger pipe put in right now while they're doing this thing, so that later on say, oh, we don't have money to dig. God dang that thing. Well, Thunder, why don't we just go ahead and do it right now while we've got the equipment there and can dig the thing up and get it all done right.
I saw they were working, the whole length of the pipe down there, maybe it's 30 feet. They have dig out 20 some feet already. Only the last maybe less than 10 feet in the ground, really. And then they put a new pipe there, the same diameter, and then they kind of bury it again. It's really a waste of the time, you know.
Okay. Were you finished speaking?
I believe so.
Okay. Thank you. Did you want
to? I'm Guadalupe Guzman, and I own a house at 3207 at Airport Road. I've been living there.
It's on the map.
Okay. I've been living there like for 17 years since I came in there in 05. Me and him, we've been cleaning all this wood that they come in the drain, all this wood come in the drain, it clogs the drain, and then the water cannot go through the pipes, and it goes to his property, and it goes to my property, and it goes to his property. And it just flooded every time. I call the township, I go there and ask them, they will not go. They say that they will, but they won't. And then the township from north of High Cross and Airport Road, that old man, he's never there. And you call and he's never there. And you go there and no one is there. So he never come and clean that. What he come in like the next day, he will come and look and then he will clean it. But he does not do a good job. He said that's the only thing he can do. They don't want to come. They don't want to get out of their tractor. They can only do what the tractor does. But other than that, they don't get out and pull a wrench, a piece of wood out. And me and this man Peterson, he got a tractor, and he come in and move the debris out of the pipe, and I go and pull it out by my hand to be sure that the water doesn't come east of a High Crest Road. And we just been continuing have that. The pipes, they're all rusted inside. All the debris come in into the pipe. The wood go in through, and the township, they say they can't get the wood out of there because they don't want to go and reach it and get it out because they can't get out of the tractor. So we do that. So we doing their work.
Yeah, we've been complaining about this for at least 30 years. Even Naomi Jacobson came and looked at it, and she looked at him, that was it. Nothing got done about it.
So that pipe underground is all rusted. You can see the dirt down. So all the pipes, they need to replace. I told the township, they say they don't have no money. So what about our money that we're paying in taxes for? Where that money goes?
That's a good question. Are you finished?
No. So that bridge that they're replacing right now, that pipe is always clogged. I called them. I show them. They only come and do very little job. They don't clean it all the way because he said the pipe is already rusted. So what I do, I go down with the shovel and I get it by hand myself because they don't do it. They don't care. They don't live there. They don't have floods. What they care? They just go there and get paid for hardly very little. When I go to the township and ask them that the pipes clogged, they're all sitting there in a big table doing nothing. We're paying them out of our taxes for nothing.
Okay.
We are the one to do their work.
Okay. I've given all of you almost 25 minutes to speak, so public.
Can I say one more thing?
One more thing.
Can you do something about when this tractor come in and cut all the weeds and the branches? This tractor come in, cut all that stuff once a year, and lay full. All that debris is in there. Where the debris is going to go? Into the pipes. Who's going to clean that? Me and that man. Because they won't do it.
Well, there's different levels of government, obviously township and then county, and they have different responsibilities and tax bases. And I suppose you talk to about it afterwards and try to find out how we can help. But some of those responsibilities aren't directly the counties, but we can do something to do that. But public participation, we have to close because we're finished our time, but we appreciate your comments.
Yeah, I just want to add one fact.
I'm sorry, sir, we're closed. We closed.
Just one number. If the pipe, you know, 24-inch pipe, if you want to leave there, that's okay. I did the calculation. The 40-inch one would have the flow rate of three times of that 24-inch pipe. So you put two more in there and then bury it with it would be okay. So just one suggestion, you know, if they want to leave there, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Let's go on to county and township motor fuel tax claims for August 2022. Is this a report that you have to provide? Does it usually say?
It's in here.
Engineer, okay.
Right here. Fourth page, fifth page, sixth page.
Okay.
Six.
Is there any discussion? We have to vote on this, right?
Yes, you just usually vote to approve and place on file.
Is there any motion to approve the county township fuel tax claims for August 2022?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second, Brad. Is there any discussion, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We've got three petitions requesting appropriation for funds for county bridge funds. I'd like to take a motion for all three. If there's any questions after the motion's been taken on any of the work, I'm going to ask them at that point. Is there a motion to move all three petitions? 11127, 30128, 14129.
So moved, all three.
Second?
Second, Straub.
Is there any discussions or questions on any of the work?
I have a question. When do you anticipate, Jeff, that there's going to be an estimate for like the cost of the construction on page 8? Sorry, having trouble finding the resolution number.
Which one?
Page 8.
Page 8, all right. Is that the Urbana one? The Harwood one.
Harwood, thank you.
So the Harwood one, it is the first page, it's page 7. Mm-hmm. It says the cost of replacing the structure is estimated at $15,900.
Okay. Sorry, I read that wrong.
Yep. So generally on the petition, we estimate, and these are pretty round estimates because sometimes, like the Urbana project, might be 5 years away.
Sure.
So we're estimating based on, you know, current market conditions. But on the petition, there's usually an estimate, and then on the resolution, that's where the money's appropriated.
Thank
to.
You. I missed that in my reading
sure.
this week.
No worries.
I appreciate your time.
Thanks for this.
That was my only question.
All right.
Is there any other questions?
That's the total, or that's half?
That's the total.
That's the total.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I skipped communications. Was there any communications?
You sure did. And I have some communications that I would like to discuss with the board. So I've been speaking with some different small business owners that are contractors, mm-hmm. and also some the youth, that's a part of Youth Build. And I want to see how we can incorporate some of these people, which is the minority, usually African Americans, into some of our upcoming projects. Okay? I want to know what goals do we have in place as far as including more minority participation?
So we have to bid everything. That's So anything over $30,000, which is everything that we do basically, has to be bid to the lowest bidder, who has to be a bidder who has been approved by the Illinois Department of Transportation within the group of work that they want to do. So we're kind of tied by that, and I don't know if the contractors you're talking about have gone through that process and been approved by IDOT for road work.
Well, basically, I think what they're saying is that you guys put out the work, you put it out as far as like one package, and they want you to unbundle it so that they can bid on some of the smaller jobs. And really what I'm hearing is that that's their argument. It's like, you know, you're going and doing business with more of the bigger contractors, the way that you put your bids out. And so if we can unbundle some of the work, especially just talking in general with concrete, because some of the contractors are, they're not, no experience with asphalt, but mostly concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was thinking with the youth bill program with the housing authority, that we can somehow incorporate with, I don't know if there is like a stipend program we can do as far as with the businesses incorporating some of this youth so they can learn, because one of the things that they mention is that they want to learn how to build bridges, you know, and it's like, I don't think with the youth bill, you know, they have access to that, but I'm thinking, how can we, you know, make this possible so we can right here, we can teach our next generation of, you know, contractors or bridge builders, you know, or engineers, architects, you know,
right.
Kind of putting that in that seed in their mind right now is crucial, you know, having access to job training skills that would benefit them in the long run.
Right.
So I want to make this my mission as how can we start this, you know,
okay.
How can we can do better with, you know, including our young youth right now, they're at risk. A lot of the reason is because they have no opportunities. You know, it's like, we gotta change something, you know? And I wanna do my little part in whatever we can do to do that.
Okay, yeah. I don't have any ideas off the top of my head right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really no way to unbundle a bridge project. Well, we don't do any other like concrete work per se in the county. All of our roads are asphalt. You know, our bridges are concrete basically and steel, and our roads are asphalt.
So how do we get them training on asphalt? Like, is that something?
Do you know Joe Lamb at all? He's the proprietor of Open Road Paving, and he is very open to working with whoever. He's a very community oriented person.
Okay.
And I could get you his contact information.
Okay, tell me
Joe Lamb, like
L-A-M-B.
Oh.
He's probably one of the most philanthropic people I know.
Yeah, anybody who's ever worked on roads probably worked for him.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, and forgive my ignorance, you know, this is my first term.
Sure.
Will the new PLA that we're about to vote on, will that affect road projects at all?
I'm not 100% sure, honestly, because I haven't seen it in its full.
Okay.
I haven't seen the PLA either, but I don't think it'll affect state law that he's talking about.
Yeah, the thing is, that's the state requirements.
Right, that's
right. I think it's supposed to be just for the two buildings, the jail consolidation.
Yeah.
And
that makes sense.
I mean,
it was worth the question.
I mean, you have to know.
99.9% and maybe 100% of our work is done by union work.
Sure.
Without a doubt. I don't think we have any contractors that have been on our roads or our bridges that are non-union.
You know,
so
that's the same union that paid for my braces, so.
Okay.
Any other communications?
Oh, I do have another question. The disparity study. So, from my understanding, and maybe you can help me understand better, I don't know, but you're trying to see where you're lacking as far as minority participation or bidding or, I mean, can you explain what is the...
Is this a county highway?
I don't know.
I'm speaking in general. Can
well,
you
we're
let
not,
me finish?
This is a county board meeting or highway
Mr.
meeting.
Mr. Jeff Blue, I'm speaking in general. I'm trying to figure out is the disparity study going to show that we are not using a minority, or we don't have a lot of minority participation? I'm just looking in comparison with the city. The city is making goals, right, to make sure that we include minorities, blacks in general, right, because we are not given those same opportunities. And I want to know, as being a part of the county board, is this an initiative for this board, period? Whether it's the committee of the whole or the highway committee, it should be across the board. All should have the same goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who is the county doing a disparity study right now? Because I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, so you're not, okay.
I have not been involved in it yet. So they haven't asked me for any of our figures or anything. So I don't know who's heading that up for the county.
I believe that that's still in planning stages. Right?
Okay. Well, can you give me a percentage of how many black contractors are used right now? Can I ask that?
I would say owned by black, zero.
Okay.
We had definitely have black workers on the job. I don't know what the percentage of that is, you know, when you're talking about working for cross construction or open road paving or white construction or our bridge contractors. But
can I get a breakdown of how many minorities that's working for their companies as well? How would I do that?
Good question. I could ask them.
Is that a requirement that you guys have as far as?
No.
It isn't.
It is not.
You might ask Darlene. She might have the minority breakdown.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm sure all those contractors would supply that to you, too.
It's probably public information, but
it probably is.
They don't supply that to us. What they give us is a payroll that says, here's all the people working on the job. I don't know if there's ethnicity on that payroll report or not. I'd have to look.
Okay.
But they tell us, you know, because they have to pay a prevailing wage. So they have to prove to us that they've paid a prevailing wage to the people that are on our jobs. So they have to supply us a payroll sheet.
I know when a non-union contractor does a prevailing wage job that Department of Labor sends out an inspector to take that report on site.
Yes.
When it's a union company that already pays scale every day, do they still do those site inspections?
I've never seen them out there. I think it's kind of random, honestly. But we do still get payroll reports from those contractors. It's part of the public law.
Sure.
Yeah.
And my whole goal is I want our young youth to have the same opportunities as white youth do.
Absolutely.
Right? That is my whole goal. Because if you really look at it, this is the reason why we have crime so high right now. It's because these kids don't have nothing to do. They don't have those same opportunities. And I think Youth Build is an awesome program that I feel like with the funds that they've received from the county, that they can do more, you know, and help turn this around. And I want, when the young man said he want to learn how to build bridges, well, I want to make that happen for him. How do we get him to get an apprenticeship or, I don't know a lot about how this works. But when I see a youth is interested in something, you know, I want to try to surround that youth around as much as possible around his interests. And that's the only way we're going to keep these kids off the street.
That you're going to get that done at the union level or at the contractor level, because Jeff doesn't have employees that build the bridges. You know, we're contracting with companies.
Right, understood.
Who have government regulations to adhere to. That's where the youth needs to be working, is for the contractors. Yes, we have a few employees here that do maintenance and things, but we don't have the guys that punch the clock at the county that go out and build the bridge.
But when I hear a contractor tell me that he's had a business here in Champaign, and he's never done any highway work or anything with the county, I mean, that's kind of disheartening to me.
These How guys advertise, we? every entity advertises the job that they're letting to the whole world.
But there are certain barriers that they face that nobody else. I know that. I'm just speaking
yeah, no,
in general.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in general.
We got to go to the contractor and say, because they're, and it's in their best interest to train these folks, because they need help.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it would be a beneficial program, whatever is.
Stephanie might from help us build a bridge with the labor.
The labor union?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her wheelhouse.
But I still want to know the numbers from the highway. You know, what is the minority participation? And what do you do to seek those contractors?
Right.
You know, because to me it just seemed like from the discussions that I had that it is a bigger business that you're looking for. You're not looking to do business with smaller companies. And that's where they feel like they're not, you know, equal, you know, as far as getting the job. So,
yeah.
Thank you for hearing me out.
You bet.
Sure. Number 11 is a commitment letter for County Road 22SS4A.
Yeah, I just wanted everybody to realize, you know, we talked about this at the last meeting because we passed that zero fatality resolution, which was part of the SS4A grant application. But, you know, this is a big project. The total estimate, and I'm estimating 3, 4, 5 years out, you know, is about $14 million. And the county would therefore be basically putting in about half the money for the construction of that project. So I just wanted everybody to know the size of this thing. And I want to go forward without a doubt. I mean, we're in a big pool of SS4A grant applications with, you were at the CUAT's meeting on Wednesday. It's got the city of Urbana, it's got Savoy, it's got the city of Champaign, it's got the county. I mean, the whole grant is going to be upwards of $25 million, maybe $30 million, something like that. So just so you know, this is the letter that's being sent from my office to Secretary at the University, or at the U.S. Department of Transportation on that particular project, so.
Looks like an exciting funding opportunity.
It is, sounds great.
And then the other item, I just wanted to let you know, we are actively looking at putting solar panels on the back of our building. Because we're geothermal here, which runs off of electricity, so we use a lot of electricity here. And the current estimate that Dana's been able to get me as far as how much we could save per year by having solar panels on the back of the building is about $25,000 in energy per year.
Absolutely.
And so there's a couple of different ways that you can attack this thing. They can put them in and then they basically own the solar panels for a certain period of time, and they guarantee us that our electric costs won't go up over that. It's basically an 8-year period of time. And then at the end of those 8 years, the panels become the county's for whatever life they have, or we can just buy them outright. So I'm trying to get a number out of this solar company, because 8 times 25,000 is 200 grand. If we can get them put on for less than 200 grand, I say we just buy them. Because we have money in our capital building fund, because we had the whole deal with the hailstorm, and we got the roof replaced. We were saving money, you know, for a future roof replacement. But if we can take some of that money and put it towards the purchase of the solar panels, assuming that that's a good idea based on the cost, that's kind of where I'm going. So this isn't in the 2023 budget. We do have the money, so we'd have to do a budget amendment to make that all work if that comes out. But I just wanted to let you know that that was something that's probably going to be coming.
So time is of the essence, because the subsidies are sliding, yeah, sliding closer to zero every year.
Yeah.
This particular building having this metal roof is a huge part of this asset.
Mm-hmm.
And all but one of the companies that I've dealt with in and around the roof have been deplorable what they've done, mm-hmm, and what they've left behind. Yes, you got solar panels on the roof, but now you got problems, and then the follow-up is terrible.
Penetrations.
And you've already seen some issues with this new roof. There is a product that is very well suited for this type of roof called Mia Sole. M-I-A-S-O-L-E accent. It's actually a flexible panel.
Mm-hmm.
Does not have a rack system.
It just lays on the roof?
Self-adhesive right to this roof.
Really?
We have one 2 miles from here.
Okay.
Highly efficient. It's just as durable as the other ones, which it's misnomer that they're going to last forever. They last about, the effective life is about 20 years.
Right.
There is no space between the building and the panel, so there's no nesting. They're pre-wired modules that have a plug that will go in through a penetration. They all gang themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
They're sized for this type of roof. It literally is 3M adhesive. It sticks into the roof. So huge improvement over the ones that have the space and the rack system that has to fasten, right, with screws or clamps and that type of stuff. Saving power sounds great. The systems are really expensive, and they can create a lot of issues down the road. So I'm waiting for it to be, I mean, break even is great, but it would, could possibly go the other direction with a roof like this.
Okay.
So I would entertain that product or any other product that's very non-penetrating into the system.
Is there a contractor in the area that uses this?
We worked with New Prairie on this particular product.
I've seen their billboards around, I think.
They're local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woman-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
New Actually, Prairie. I think they're cooperative now.
They have been for a while.
Yeah. Jeff, if we would go the way of paying off the solar panels and they would own them for eight years, do we get SRECs for that, or?
Do we get what?
SRECs, like, are they paying us back for the energy that they use?
That system has changed. It's not money anymore. I don't know how it would be on a commercial building, but it's a one-year period of credit. So if you make more than you use, you can use that on a cloudy day or on a snowy day or at night. But generally speaking, those credits expire every 12 months and you start over again.
Okay. I'm still getting checks. I'm still getting checks.
that's good, but that's not. There you go. Everybody's kind of went away from
okay.
that. And
all right. That's good to know.
No. Yes, you may.
Thank you. Just to let you guys know, Dana's been looking into this, not only for Jeff, but for the courthouse and for the County Plaza building, different places. So whether we may not be able to purchase it for every place else. Jeff has the money to do that, but we still could have to lease in other locations and not have the same system. So we'll try to figure out how that should work, but good to have the information and do the best for each building. So,
Darlene, maybe you can tell me how I can see what minorities are doing business with the county. How would I go about that? I want to see a breakdown of how many minority-owned contractors, which they told me was none, but I want to see it in writing, and women-owned businesses that the county does business with. Who would I contact?
It's not none. I can tell you it's not none.
Jeff just told me the same thing. But I want to know, how can we incorporate? I know you were outside talking to them.
So the one thing that we are beginning to do in January is when we send out the W-9 to any new person that we purchase anything from, any kind of business, not just construction, but also, you know, paper, whatever, we are now going to be also asking them to complete a one-page sort of questionnaire that says, are you minority-owned, are you women-owned, or, you know, just some questions. We will then start to keep that on file. We don't have records of that right now, so we don't have a way to tell you that answer.
And we don't have any goals set in place to increase. I'm just looking
at the...
We don't have any goals set in place to include or to increase, like...
We do not have any goals at present.
Okay.
But
okay.
We are joining the
CDAP. One thing that's coming up to the Committee of the Whole is to join the CDAP, which, to be honest, let me just say, what is the effort is that we identify who minority contractors are, and then we keep a list. So
are we going to identify the barriers as well?
Right now,
we need to return back to the agenda.
Yeah, this isn't it for here. I can talk about it after. This is not here because it's for bigger than construction stuff and not just.
Okay.
So, October Highway Committee meeting.
So, I am not available October 7th. So, if there's nothing pressing for an October meeting, I would probably ask the chair. Court, if we could cancel October 7th, because to push it to the 14th, it gets too late into the month.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work. Usually, we can kind of move it around, and if you go the Friday before, you're not even in October yet. So, anyway, we're trying to, we tried to get a lot of things through this time, so in hopes that we could hold the rest of the agenda items that we need until November. November will be a pretty big meeting because we have a lot of things that we need to do. But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that October 7th may be canceled. And if it's not canceled, then John Cooper would be here running the meeting because I would not be available.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Other business, semi-annual review, closed session meetings.
Pursuant to statutory requirements to conduct a semi-annual review of all closed meeting minutes, I move that the closed meeting minutes of the Highway Committee be maintained as closed to protect the public interest and privacy of individuals, with the exception of the minutes from November 22nd, 1996, which may now be determined as open session minutes.
Is there a second?
Second, Straub.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion? Do you have a question?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say aye. There is no chair's report. She's doing okay. Designation of items to be placed on the consent agenda. 7, 8, 9, 10, and...
7 does not need to be.
7 doesn't? Okay, I just got
8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Yep.
8, 9, 10. Great.
Just one second. Don't close the meeting yet.
Brad, you saw this?
I'll sign it, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's the engineer report say on that culvert?
I have to look at it. So what we had to lengthen a driveway because the driveway is so close to the job that they couldn't even get their crane in to drive the piling. So we had to like offset the driveway for these people to get in. So yeah, they took the same size culvert and they put it in the ditch and covered it up because they didn't want to go dig out the whole culvert and put the new one in. And if it's going to be larger, I have to look at the plans to see what size culvert is going back in there. But if it's similar size, then I'll actually have my engineer do a hydraulic analysis. Usually when we do bridge plans, the culverts that go back in are pretty much in kind. You know, that's what was there, that's what we put back.
I understand.
So we'll definitely investigate it now that I know that there's a
issue. It's no fault of their own, but do you know if that's a floodplain also?
Well, it's going down to the saline branch, so.
So I didn't know if that was a deemed by the insurance.
I'd have to look at a floodplain map to see, but yeah. I know that corner of Airport and High Cross is a problem.
Does U of I bear any responsibility for
floods? I think so. Once the water comes onto the public right-of-way, it's no longer theirs,
no,
right?
No, I mean for the floods and jetsam that they pick up from the woods. I mean, that's just nature, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah. And I know all that water does come to that corner. I've never been up there and seen it, when the pictures they had.
I mean, I get that on a corner of my lot, too, but it dissipates within 5 hours after rain, and it's not destructive, but I don't know. I just didn't know if there was engineering on that culvert, if it was undersized or if it was just bad.
Well, it's rotten. You can see that.
Yeah,
it's been there for probably 50 years. Yeah. Obviously, there's going to be a new culvert in there.
Yeah.
And like I said, we just extended it so for the construction time, the people could get in and out of their driveway. That's what they're seeing.
So their contention is that if you would extend it from there, there's nothing downstream. It goes right into the river.
Yeah, it dumps right into the river.
It'd just be, then all the debris, at least more of the debris would end up in the river. They wouldn't have to clean it out of their yard.
Yeah, but. And I wish we didn't have to have, usually we don't have a culvert right next to a bridge, but there's a driveway there.
Yeah.
We don't have any choice. Somebody lives back there. We got to put a culvert through their driveway. So we can't just open it up and let it, you know, overflow into the river. But I'll definitely look at the size of the culvert and the whole thing about cutting the trees or whatever. So they're complaining because the water won't flow, but they don't want us to cut the trees out of the ditch to allow the water to flow.
I couldn't understand. That's why I was asking for clarification.
Yeah. I was like, okay, well, okay. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
Well, but to his point, I mean, the EPA is watching. They're supposed to be.
Well, we got a permit.
Yeah, I know you got a permit, but I'm just saying that they don't go down every road and look at every job. They just don't do it.
No. And Ray Elliott, who they're talking about, I've got a temporary easement from him. We paid him $1,000 to take some of those trees out, and we carefully went out there and with him and marked each tree we were going to take out. We're leaving some that are quite large. We're just going to work around them in the slopes of the ditches. But a lot of it was just scrub trees. I mean, they got one of those big brush hogs that's on the front of a skid steer, and they just went out there and, you know. And it took most of them out. So, And that's the stuff that's laying in the ditch that they're talking about, that the contractor's got to come back and pick up and haul away.
So does the contract, will the contractor, they're saying the contractor doesn't come back and pick it up, though.
Oh, they will.
Will they? Okay.
How long has it been since the work been done?
End of last week, maybe? First of this week?
So this is fairly new?
Yeah, it's very recent. It's not like it's been there for a month.
Oh, okay.
They just shut the road last week and started doing some of the tree work. So, yeah.
This is kind of similar to the Wilbur Heights thing in that it's just several different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
And they've probably gone to different councils and they everybody's like, well, that part's not mine, that part's not mine. And
I'll look at the intersection of Airport and High Cross with the two highway commissioners and see what's going on there. Okay. See if we can figure that out, too. Yeah,
thank you.
Yep.
Any other discussion? Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
It all worked out.
Yeah.